Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Milwaukee and Wisconsin. So last week, someone said to me, so Jeff, you talk a lot about Milwaukee on your show. Let me pose a question to you. I said, okay, I'm all ears. I'm a listener. Bring it on. I said, so what's the slogan for Milwaukee these days? And I said, you know, truth be told, I'm not a big fan of slogans for communities or cities. I think they just take way too much time and effort, and they're not worth the money in today's modern marketing world. You know, you create these slogans for communities. It's just so hard to find the space and the funds and the distribution to even have an anchor of hope that they're going to stick. You know, right? If you're a huge brand with the funds and the capacity to execute on the marketing side, go for the slogan. They're like, okay, great. I appreciate that answer. But next, you always ask people to define success. Why don't you define Milwaukee for me? I'm like, ooh, wow. I paused a little bit and thought, how should I define Milwaukee? My definition of Milwaukee is it's a feeling of our people. It is lack of pretense. If I had to crisply, concisely define Milwaukee, lack of pretense. That's my answer. And they kind of shook their head and said, oh, I like it. Thanks. I mean, that's authentically how we are. I don't know exactly where that comes from, probably from our German roots, maybe our heritage a little bit, but there's just something so incredibly honest here in Milwaukee, and I've always appreciated it. But I also kind of know my limits, so I'm like, all right. I thought, I need to get the experts on the upswing to really drill down on the marketing of Milwaukee. So on the heels of the Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism that just wrapped up earlier in the week, we thought it'd be a really good time to check in on the state of marketing in the city of Milwaukee and the promotion of all things greater Milwaukee. I often say that beer and cheese are kind of side dishes in Milwaukee today, and that we've really evolved into a true destination city that just happens to also brew beer. But since we're located in the Midwest, we're always going to be this hidden gem. And we're probably going to get pigeonholed a little bit into the past and have this perception that isn't really aligned with reality. But that's okay. We take that as a challenge to move forward. But even with like big groundbreaking things, and I'm sure you heard this, but last year in 2023, not too many months ago, but National Geographic named Milwaukee one of the best of the world travel destinations. Milwaukee making its list of 25 breathtaking places and experiences for 2023. And of course, when you get selected, as your hometown gets selected for our major events like their RNC National Convention that's coming this summer, you're like, all right, Milwaukee, if I can say so, we're on the upswing. But how do we market and position and incent travel and tourism in Milwaukee? Who's in charge of the messaging? What's the advertising that's really going to get people to come here? How are we going to connect with conventions that want to book space in the new Baird Center? What does it look like? What works? Maybe what doesn't work? So today we're going to be joined by two people who know the answers to these questions and a whole lot more. Josh Albrecht is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Visit Milwaukee, a role he's been in since 2022. And Sarah Mayo shares the same title, actually, for the Wisconsin Center District. And Wisconsin Center District is the home of the Baird Center, the Miller High Life Theater, the UWM Panther Arena. And she just joined us from the Wisconsin Center District board meeting, ran over from the board meeting. So maybe there's some breaking news from the board meeting that we need to talk to her about. We shall see. But the Wisconsin Center District, just to kind of set the table before we go to break, Wisconsin Center District contributes a portion of its revenue to Visit Milwaukee to help power the promotions forward. There's a 3% basic room tax, the 7% additional room tax in the city only, 0.5% on food and beverage, and then the 3% rental car tax in Milwaukee. And in greater Milwaukee, tourism It's big business, without a doubt. 43,000 full-time jobs and generating more than $330 million in state and local taxes. Tourism, it's good big business. And today, it's on the upswing. We'll be right back with Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee. And I want to get to start his main takeaways from the governor's conference on tourism. And I might even ask him if he agrees with my thoughts on slogans for cities. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We'll be right back. We're back. Welcome back to The Upswing. We're here with the marketing of Milwaukee, how it intersects with the entire state of Wisconsin, and a whole lot more today on the show with Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee and Sarah Mayo from the Wisconsin Center District. Josh, Sarah, welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your day.
Good morning.
Definitely good morning.
Yeah, Sarah, you had to run from the board of directors meeting. You made it over here quickly, so I appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yes. So, Josh, you were earlier in the week, probably seems like 2 or 3 weeks ago, because conferences can be all-consuming, right?
That's right.
What did you learn at the Governor's Conference of Tourism earlier this week in Lake Geneva?
Yeah, the Governor's Conference is always a fantastic time for, you know, really all the colleagues throughout the state to come together and talk tourism nonstop for about 3 days. And so it's always a wonderful experience. There's a lot going on in tourism right now, and certainly the momentum here in Milwaukee, as you mentioned already this morning, is a real catalyst for the entire state. But what we've really got going is great synergy with Travel Wisconsin and all of our partners across the state to do things like Top Chef, mm-hmm. That is debuting, and some other great partnerships through marketing. There's a greater understanding of being data-driven. Mm. So really looking at the data, where are travelers coming from, and then what are the points of interest that they're really zoning in on when they do arrive in market?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of companies out there right now that are helping with that data. Credit card spending, what are the habits of a traveler when they arrive in markets? Are they going after retail? Are they going after restaurants? Are they obviously, accommodations is always a big thing in tourism. But
right.
What are those ancillary things that we don't always think about as a travel source or a travel destination for a traveler? That's a really big topic right now.
And are there specific ways that you connect with the other tourism bureaus across the state to work on that data? And obviously, you know, being in person at a convention allows you to have that interaction.
Yeah, definitely. Travel Wisconsin definitely helps lead that. The great thing is there's synergy with the companies that help. So whether that's Tourism Economics, another company named Zartico, AirDNA, everybody uses Star Data, which is the hotel data. We can look at across markets and say, oh, this is how you're performing, this is how we're performing, and that allows us to say, maybe Iowa's where we need to all be investing our money because they spend the most money when they arrive in Wisconsin. So mm-hmm. we can definitely use each other's patterns to help grow and amplify. And of course, yeah. You know, you have to be working together on big projects, whether it's Republican National Convention, the NFL draft that's been announced for Green Bay,
right.
Top Chef, which is, you know, obviously statewide. You have to use their partnerships and their connections and their destinations to help amplify our destination.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, it sounds simple, but nobody runs alone. And, you know,
exactly.
Statewide tourism is our game here in Milwaukee and vice versa. You know, all the communities truly work together as promotional vehicles. So you have been here since 2022 at Visit Milwaukee. When you got to Milwaukee, what was your biggest surprise about the market? You know, you hadn't lived here before. And kind of what was that first challenge you tackled once you got into the organization?
Yeah, you know, the biggest surprise was, you know, I came in purely as a tourist. You know, having grown up in Illinois, lived in Michigan for some time, but spent most of my time in Illinois, I was in Milwaukee every year,
okay.
Multiple times a year, whether it was a Bucks game, going to the museums, going to the beaches. You know, that was something I did. So I had a very tourist perspective coming into the opportunity. Now as a resident, absolutely loving it. And I tell people all the time, like, I don't know why people live anywhere else. Like, I've lived other places. This is the best place. So the biggest surprise, though, is truly how absolutely welcoming the entire city is. For every single neighborhood, every single corner of the city, people have such a positive view and just great positive vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is immediately seen by the tourist or the convention goer or those just passing through. They feel that Milwaukee nice, which is completely different than any other Midwestern nice out there. It's a whole nother level of hospitality.
Yeah.
That it's why I kept coming back as a tourist, but it's just, it's surprising just how high that level of hospitality is.
And I want to touch on that later in the show too, like how do you amplify that and really kind of extend it into the locals to continue to make people, I don't know, lack of a better term, evangelists for our community, because we all play a role in tourism, not only in the city of Milwaukee, but across the state of Wisconsin.
Definitely. Being evangelists is so important. Being a champion of your city is the biggest tourism benefit we have. Yeah. We are all our biggest champions of our community, and we know most a large majority of travelers travel to a destination because they have friends or family there, or it's recommended by a friend or family member. So the more you can champion your own city, the more visitors we'll have. The more visitors we have, the more tax dollars we have to reinvest in our city.
Yeah. We have about 30 seconds in this segment, but what were some of the emerging travel trends you saw out of the conference? Is it just that? Is it family travel that's leading the way, or are we drilling down on some other levels?
Yeah, no, multicultural travel is the biggest thing right now. We're seeing a great influx of Spanish language travelers. So Hispanic travelers is definitely growing. That's something we're going to be working with Travel Wisconsin on this year. And so that's the biggest emerging trend, is the diversity of travel is coming. And then AI. So AI is everywhere, and everyone's talking about ChatGPT.
Yeah, for sure. Well, when we come back after the break, we'll do a deep dive into exactly how Milwaukee's marketed. I do want to talk about AI, like immersive experiences like the Beyond King Tut exhibit that was at the Baird Center, and how that kind of comes into play with the marketing mix for Milwaukee. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing. Talking all things tourism, conventions, and more, not only in the city of Milwaukee, but how it intersects with the entire state of Wisconsin. Visit Milwaukee's roots go all the way back to 1888. Thought I'd give you a little history lesson here. When the Association of for the Advancement of Milwaukee was founded as an advisory committee to promote the commercial and the general welfare of the city of Milwaukee. So there's your little trivia item for the day. Take that and use it at your next like church festival or something, where someone asked you, when did Visit Milwaukee, when was it founded? Oh yeah, 1888. So Sarah Merrill, you have hosted kind of the big immersive experiences like the Beyond King Tut exhibit. How important is technology and AI and experiences like that to not only draw new conventions, but tourism to the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, we just wrapped Beyond King Tut, which was our fourth immersive experience. We opened actually with Beyond Van Gogh. We brought that in during COVID because our business has such a long lead time. We found ourselves with a lot of very large, very empty spaces. And we worked with a partner. We found this partner who was delivering this immersive product. And we thought, oh my God, there's no better place to bring this than to the convention center in the middle of downtown Milwaukee. And it was unbelievable to us in that moment as people flowed in. By the time it closed, we had over 200,000 people come through. 200,000. And so those people certainly were locals, and they were based here in the community, but they also came from across the state and across the upper Midwest to experience that kind of new AI interactive, unbelievably realistic event that came right to downtown Milwaukee because we could. So we had Van Gogh, we had Beyond Monet, we just wrapped up with Tut, which was a phenomenal National Geographic product. So, you know, when Josh and you were talking about partnerships and going for big projects, we're right there with you.
Yeah. So there are other shows like that that are like touring, correct? Like there's an Angry Birds show, there's a survival show. Like how do you make those decisions on, hey, what's next?
Well, for Baird Center, at this point, it's all about time and availability.
Okay.
So I'm tremendously happy to report that we no longer have gigantic swaths of open calendar time. We are continuing to work with those partners to explore what products are out there at that level. There are a lot of different promoters who are bringing different kinds of products to the market. It's important to us to make sure that we're partnering with the right promoter to bring an exceptional and not to be missed experience into downtown. So those dialogues and discussions continue, but we're pretty booked. So we'll see when the next one is.
good problems to have, right? Right.
Delightful.
So over the break, Josh, you had said, you know, in many ways, your job would be so much easier if you were selling toothpaste. Because you know what? Most of us, almost all of us have teeth, and it's really easy to kind of get into that niche market. How do you kind of personalize the advertising approach for tourism to all the different niches. And is that possible?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a little easier these days with influencers, with social media. You can definitely use influencers for whatever that niche market is to attract new customers. But we're in a ton of media, you know, whether it's doing partnerships with Ebony Magazine or National Geographic Magazine, whether it's doing billboards in other markets, whether it's we threw billboards in Times Square last year. You know, there's opportunity everywhere, and it's trying to be strategic with the customers that you want to attract to the city and at certain times. We have every demographic, every gender, every age level that needs to come to this city. So we really try to focus in. And one of those big focuses is actually working with Sarah and the crew at the Baird Center. So working on attracting conferences and conventions and sports tournaments. And that allows us to be a little more niche with our marketing and advertising and our direction. If we can fill the Baird Center first, everything else will fill from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's keeping that core healthy, right? And the Baird Center is right in the core of the city.
Yeah, well, and you have that opportunity then, like this weekend with big volleyball tournament that's back. You have 6,000 people in the heart of the state that you hope are coming back for something other than volleyball down the road.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And not only that, but thanks to the data that I was mentioning earlier, we can start to see when they do come to the Baird Center and they stay in the hotels downtown, we can see where else they go in the community. Mm-hmm. So we can see through the data and their credit card behavior and their traveling behavior with cell phone pings and all that fun stuff, that they're going to the Harley Museum. They're going up to Bayshore to do shopping. They're spreading out through the city. So the Baird Center really is the catalyst for exploration. And then it's our job to inform them about all these cool neighborhoods and these cool experiences beyond just maybe going to the familiar things. So we talk a lot of time about multi-level visitation. So okay. It's like that first time you're here, you go to the things that you know and that are safe. That second time, now you're ready to start exploring. That third time, you're going to the hole-in-wall in the neighborhood in right. Walker's Point.
Yeah, having those opportunities to showcase the lesser-known stories in the neighborhoods. You know, how does Visit Milwaukee do that to the new traveler?
Yeah, well, we showcase definitely through influencers. We find influencers who are ready to go explore neighborhoods for us and then showcase that through social media. We do our social media channels. Visit Milwaukee's Instagram has been blowing up, if you will. So over 120,000 followers on our Instagram right now who are exploring food talk, and we're going really strongly in on food, not just because of Top Chef, but because the response to that is amazing. People are really waking up. They're on the upswing to food in Milwaukee.
Very good. All right. Well, that's a good segue to the next segment. You know, next up, we're going to talk about specific ways, including the organization's partnerships and roles with Bobby Portis and Top Shelf, that are moving Milwaukee forward. We're back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're talking all things Visit Milwaukee and Baird Center today. Josh, we opened the show and I talked a little bit about slogans for cities and communities. There isn't a slogan per se for Milwaukee or even the state of Wisconsin tourism-wise. There's a bunch of keywords, I'm sure, that are in your arsenal, but there isn't a slogan.
Yeah, no slogan currently at all. You know, there's been some phrases in the past. Certainly they've been used. A great place and a great lake was one of them. I think it was New World, Old World Vigor or something like that. It was back in the 80s. City of Festivals, though, is one that we do use quite often.
Yeah.
And that is one because we're such a festival city, and those roots go way back to the 1800s as well, just like the destination. But right now we're all about being a fresh city. We're bringing fresh city vibes. We're bringing some new energy to the city, and so there's no current slogan, but we definitely have the words that help us catapult us forward. Things like fresh, flavor, forward, those are words that we're using to build momentum right now.
Mm-hmm. And you're packaging a lot of that into your Good Things Brewing show, which is in its second season now. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, Good Things Brewing Show is a wonderful experience. David Caruso is our host. We've got some great partners throughout the state, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, as well as Marquette University and Wisconsin State Fair. And it's a great showcase of people in our community. They show us their city, whether it's Pete's Pops showing us how he became an entrepreneur in the city and taking us around his neighborhoods. And so you've got some other great members of the community who have shown us. You can see it on TMJ4, and so you can see it on our website, visitmilwaukee.org. Second season, we're actually doing reruns right now locally, so people can watch now Saturday evenings at 6:30, and it's a wonderful experience, and it is Emmy nominated. So
all right,
thanks to our partners at Plum Media, they do a great job here, a local production company that does all the production. It's a wonderful show.
So you're putting together season three?
Season three for sure. So okay. You want to be on it?
Sure. I'm happy and honored. Yes. Just tell me where to be.
Yeah, that's right. We've got so many people who are excited to be a part of it. And it really showcases a different side of the city that people don't always know, because we get so, even as locals, we get stuck in our same paths, right? Our same way to work every day, our same way to where we have our favorite restaurant we always go to, and we forget that there's these great shops all over the city. And it's really eye-opening to see the city through your neighbor's eyes.
Yeah. Well, and one of our biggest neighbor's eyes, outlook in each and every day on the court, is Bobby Portis. A big partner with Visit Milwaukee. I know, Sarah, you said he just recently toured the construction site at the Baird Center. You know, talk about that partnership and how he's helped really kind of put a new lens onto the city.
I tell you what, Bobby Portis is one of the nicest people I've ever met. He's been a fantastic addition to be the hype man of the city, as we like to bill him. We've been working with him since when I first started. We made contact with him and got going, and he's blown up beyond that already. But he's just done a wonderful way of showcasing our neighborhoods, whether it's making a special drink at Honeybee Sage up on MLK Drive or taking us to the zoo for the first time. We had him petting giraffes. he's been game for everything to showcase all the wonderful areas of our city. A great partnership. And as you mentioned, he toured the Baird Center. So you can actually go to the Baird Center's website and see that video still and see his experience seeing the sites. What was it like having a 6'9", 6'10" guy go through the construction site?
Well, it was a good time for us to test our ceiling heights.
That's
and
good.
They all
yes.
passed. So
good.
We're good.
All right. Great. That's a lot of fun. Yeah, he's doing a great job. Is there as you were talking through that contract, is there a trade clause in that? And obviously, you thought about that. We don't want Bobby to leave, but it's a big part of when you have those athlete endorsements.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we made sure that if something beyond our control happens, certainly we would be comfortable. But we truly believe he's a champion of the city for life. He won a championship here. He's going to be a promoter for the city forever. And whether that's when he's a Milwaukee Buck or in retirement or wherever. Once a buck, always a buck, especially if you win a championship. So he's going to be celebrating the city for years to come, for sure. And our goal is to bring his mom here. We want to bring his mom from Arkansas up here and let him show his mom around for Mother's Day sometime. That's one of our goals for the future.
That's at the heart of it. Recruitment and retention, building the population base in the state of Wisconsin. That's what it's all about. So I want to talk about Top Chef when we come back from the break. Obviously, debuts next week on Bravo. But we're going to dive into the how and the why and all of the details in terms of how that happened for Milwaukee and Madison. Up next, this is The Upswing. Welcome back. The world, in so many ways, is coming to Milwaukee. Very, very soon, Milwaukee's culinary scene will be on the worldwide stage next week as season 21 of Top Chef premieres on Bravo. I wanted to talk to both Sarah Mayo and Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee and Sarah from the Wisconsin Center District about the origins of this journey. Now, my sources tell me that Par Bartolotta knew somebody who was an executive producer and a showrunner at Top Chef. Way back when, obviously, he appeared on like season 6 and probably planted a couple good seeds. But that was 2009 and we're 2024. So it doesn't take that long to recruit a show to say, all right, come to my hometown to do a season.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a perfect example of the work that Sarah and I and our teams do every day, is that when you're recruiting something big to the city, it doesn't happen overnight, right? And it does definitely takes a village of people working together to do great things. And of course, Chef Paul Bartolotta, having been on Top Chef, he knows the judges personally. I mean, he is an icon in the food industry, whether it's Milwaukee, Vegas, or the world. His influence definitely had helped, and so it's been going on for several years. Travel Wisconsin was part of the recruitment process. It went kind of silent over COVID during that time, and just couldn't figure out ways to make it work for Wisconsin.
Well, probably went silent for most markets, right?
Yeah,
they're just how are we going to continue, right?
And so certainly there were some bumps in the road, and then everything reignited in the summer of 2022. We did a phone call, Visit Milwaukee did a phone call with Paul Bartolotta's PR agency and the Top Chef producers. We said, hey, just come to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that's all it takes. So once you get them on the streets of Milwaukee, experiencing the fresh flavors that we have all through the city, the great dining and fun, they buy in right away. And they said, holy cow, this is an amazing culinary city. And, you know, it helps when you have places like the Diplomat where you can take them for a wonderful dinner, or a great place like Black Husky Brewing where they do this great tasting experience with their beers. And all through the city, they have this wonderful experience. And then it's a no-brainer. Before you know it, they're setting up shop in Milwaukee and filming, and it's coming.
And on the business side, are you recruiting then partners and sponsors to be a part of the show to help fund some of the expenses, or how does that process work?
Yeah, definitely. And so that's, obviously Visit Milwaukee invested in the show.
Okay.
Travel Wisconsin invested in the show. Several other state partners, the Cheese Association and Cranberry Association and some others. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation really made it happen, though.
Okay.
Thanks to their investment in the show, it was able to come here, and they were sort of the lead on the investment of the recruitment. And then we were the boots on the ground to help make it happen. And so, it was a full force of people coming together. And then all of our partners locally had to make things happen. You know, from every restaurant that participated, the rental companies for cars, right?
Right.
Everybody
has all the filming and all the people that were staying in hotel rooms during the process of making the show a reality in both Madison and Milwaukee. There's a real economic impact to that.
Oh, definitely. Whether it's renting a warehouse to film in, needing craft services, you name it. There's something everywhere for buying gas, right? Like, they all need something. And so it's a wonderful economic engine. Well over 7,000 room nights were used by the production crew. So yeah, it was a great economic generator for us.
Well, and last year for season 20, there were more than 8 million total viewers across all platforms for the show. So, I mean, it has a huge viewership and a fun niche audience too that you really want to be traveling to the state of Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, foodies love to travel. It's obviously a big business for us, but you know, it's a great recruitment tool for our conventions and sports tournaments too. If they know they're going to eat well when they're here, they're more likely to bring their conference here. And so it's been a wonderful sales pitch for us. It's really putting us on the map. We were just named Eater Magazine, named us one of the best in the world for this year. So the energy's coming, and all the restaurants better be ready for an influx of people ready to eat all their food.
Very good. I want to come back. Well, first, put this on the list, Josh. We want a Hallmark movie filmed here. I just want a small role in it, just like a walk-by kind of thing. Like, it would be great. You know, that we can enhance, like, hey, it does snow here occasionally, and it's okay to come to Wisconsin when it's snowy and cold, because we're all about the Hallmark movie. So when we're coming back, we'll talk about the opening of the Baird Center, and I'm going to do a speed round of fun Milwaukee questions with Sarah Mayo from the Wisconsin Center District and Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee. This is The Upswing. We're back. Welcome back to The Upswing. Going to wrap up our segment on the Baird Center opening and Visit Milwaukee marketing. Sarah Mayo, the $456 million Baird Center expansion opens this spring.
That's right.
What opportunities does kind of a expanded convention center bring for the state of Wisconsin? And, you know, what are some things that maybe aren't being talked about enough? Mm-hmm.
So we open formally. Our grand opening gala is Thursday, May 16th. It is completely sold out. We'll have a ribbon cutting that morning. We'll have a public open house that weekend. And then we have clients moving in. So chop, chop, better turn and burn and make sure she's ready for clients. You know, the thing about doubling the square footage of the convention center space certainly allows us to take bigger swings at bigger events, and working with Josh and the team at Visit to make sure that the city has everything. We can check every box. And the first box that we have to check is, can you hold my event? We've heard that from the research and using making data-driven decisions, as Josh said earlier. Can you hold my event? This allows us to get into the yes column for so many more clients and events, which is a wonderful opportunity. The thing that we need to talk more about is that is not the true reason that we are doubling the square footage. Milwaukee as a destination and Baird Center as part of the WCD are nailing it in the mid-sized convention market. We are, and to the point that we have been turning business away for many years because the calendar was booked. So the real purpose of the expansion is to allow us to do more of what we are already doing really well and have multiple simultaneous and overlapping events in the North Building and the South Building and then back to the North and then back to the South, delivering more heads in beds, more table turns at restaurants, more traffic in small businesses.
So it's not necessarily, hey, of the top 50 shows in the country, which reality is, most of them are going to go to Vegas or to the coast because that's where the bigger spaces are, like the CESs, the World of Concrete, the National Hardware Show. We're probably not going to bring one of those to Milwaukee.
We would love to take a swing.
Yeah, yes. But we'll take the swing, but we can have two medium-sized conventions at the same time now,
right.
Which under the last version of the convention center, we
That's
couldn't.
Right. And not only could we not have done that, we would have had to turn one away. And to say no to business, for this, who wants to do that? But we want everyone to come here and experience the food scene and experience the sense of pride that the locals have. And just, why not us?
Yeah, very good. All right. So what do you see for this upcoming summer with the RNC? How do you specifically, Josh, how do you leverage a huge political convention like that to draw more tourists for years to come?
Yeah, it's talking to the 14,000 journalists that are going to be here to cover the convention, and we can tell our story in a meaningful, profound way and show them the city, and they're going to write about it for years to come. So it's making sure the media has a wonderful experience. Certainly we want the delegates and the RNC to have a great experience as well, and certainly they're going to go to all the restaurants and shops and all those things and be a great economic boost for us in July, but it's making sure the media talks about us in a profound way moving forward.
And what are those messages that you want people, if I'm leaving and you're going to give me a note card with three things on it to give to everyone at that convention, what are those three things you want to say?
Yeah, I wish
crystallize your marketing.
Yeah, I wish it was three things, but it goes back to those words I said earlier, fresh flavor forward. We're a city on a fresh piece of water that's beautiful, Lake Michigan. Flavor, beautiful flavors, whether that's our food or our people, and we're moving forward, lots of momentum, lots of economic development, lots of new buildings, lots of new things to be experienced in Milwaukee.
Very good. All right. So the Top Chef debut next week, it's the 20th, correct? Have you seen the first episode?
I have not seen the first episode, but I've seen bits and pieces, got to see some of the filming, and it's going to be absolutely marvelous.
Okay. Any big surprises that we can expect that you've heard of?
There's several that I know of, but I'm contractually obligated to not say anything. But certainly, I think everyone's going to be surprised at how amazing Milwaukee and Wisconsin look in all the episodes. They're going to be blown away. Whether you've lived here or a visitor or have never seen it before, you're going to say to yourself, wow, I need to be in Milwaukee.
Very good. Well, since it's Friday and we're heading into the weekend, the Friday Fish Fry, give us your selection for the night. Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee and Sarah Mayo from the Wisconsin Center District. Let's go, and hopefully we can meet up later.
It's got to be Lakefront Brewery.
Lakefront Brewery, very good. Sarah?
Kegels in.
Kegels, all right. Where am I going to go? I want to pick, I'm going to do the old Holy Family Church in Whitefish Bay.
Yeah,
I kind of like the old school nature of like going down in the basement of those churches and like waiting in line and having the kids serve you. It's kind of old school, beautiful.
Yeah.
So this is The Upswing. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you again Monday.